Quand j'ai quitté le Rwanda en 94,
when I left Rwanda in 94, back when all these events happened, I left Rwanda for Zaire, which is today called Congo. I worked for UNICEF, for unaccompanied minors who lost their parents. And then I went to Kenya, where I joined my family. And then we went to Cameroon and ended up here in Canada. The experience that had the greatest impression on me was that of the refugee camps. It's a situation that can't be described, where a human being is caught in a situation of complete distress, especially the children who had lost their parents, either because they were dead or because they had been separated from them. Because as they were leaving the country, people went by different roads, and sometimes the children were the ones who were the most hurt. There were over 25,000 children who had lost their parents. Of these 25,000, we were able to place 12,000. In my country, I worked for children, but I also worked in development projects. I worked with CARE International. When you say we decided to leave, it's a decision you make because you have no other choice. So there comes a point where you have to make a choice, but it's not a decision you can make beforehand. You leave everything overnight. My family and I left when everybody else went into exile. I think it was the largest exodus that we have seen in the past century. Since there were 4 to 5 million people leaving the country. And that's when I left. I arrived in Canada in 97 with my family, but we didn't all arrive at the same time. Each member of the family came separately. We said, well, we'll have to choose. One will leave first, and if that person arrives, well, the next one will follow, and so on. And in the meantime, we would pull together the money needed to make these trips, because they're very expensive. These periods of separation, they were very difficult. When I arrived here, I had nothing, except my children. I felt completely alone. And you say to yourself, but I feel like a child again. As if I needed someone to take me by the hand and to tell me where to go. I was fortunate that I could work for Vue d'Afrique. They have this spirit of gregariousness. They take the time to ask people, where are you from? Where are you going? What are you doing this evening? And that encouraged me a great deal. It allowed me to explore Montreal, and it allowed me to get to know Montreal and to get to know Canada. I was able to go to meetings in different locations, to meet different people. And that's what integration is all about, to understand what surrounds you and to be able to say to yourself, I could carve a place for myself here, but you need an opportunity to do it. And that is often what is missing, opportunity. You need an opportunity to be able to decide that, yes, this is my home. Since 1998, I've been working with non-governmental organizations. And today, I also work for the City of Montreal. In my work, I get to meet children, parents, young people. And my work is introducing children to reading and to have them read for pleasure. We have to integrate because we lost our country for reasons totally beyond our control, but at the same time, we were fortunate enough to find another home.
La chance d'avoir un autre pays.